pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
No!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Head over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now!
Hey, bitches! It's our wolf episode! I'm Lucky Licious!
And I'm Carmen Kickass!
And this is Eat My Pagan Ass!
Episode 18! We're howling at the moon.
We are howling at that big, gorgeous disc of luscious heaviness hanging up in that sky right now. We love you, Mother Moon, Mother Moon, Mother Moon.
La Luna.
È bella. È bella.
Oh, yeah. You ever watch that movie, Moonstruck? That's another good movie.
Moonstruck. Snap out of it.
We are just happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy.
Happy go lucky. Happy go Carmen.
Well, because this is episode number 18,
mm-hmm.
and 18 is the number of the moon in the tarot deck.
The tarot deck.
But before we talk about the moon, let's get some listener emails out of the way. Let's go. Just kidding. No listener.
Nobody emailed us.
Nobody emailed us.
I'm so sad.
Oh, my back. My back hurts. I need to go to the chiropractor.
You ever notice chiropractors are always cute?
Oh, my God. They are.
Right? Have you ever seen, like, an ugly chiropractor?
No.
Right?
Nope.
They're cute.
Well, and that's what's so great about it, when they put their hands all over you.
I know, I love it.
I suddenly have this back problem.
I know, it's like, this right here, doc, but that's not your back. No, right, yeah, right there.
And he's like, what? And you're like, I'm pagan.
Yep.
Come on. Do you, talking about the moon is one of the most sacred symbols in all of paganism.
And I think in general, really, if you think about it.
You're right. Many religions revere the moon. The Koreans, as we...
Oh, yes, as we were so explicitly reminded, it's the lunar calendar.
We love you, super hungus.
Because it used to be a lunar society.
Right.
What do you call it?
The crazies. Everyone was crazy.
No, but I mean before the patriarchal came into play.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Solar.
Mm-hmm.
To be the lunar.
Lunar calendars.
Right. Lunar calendars. And there are actually 13 months. There are 13 lunar cycles. And when the Native American speaks, he talks about many moons ago.
That's right. You should get a little closer.
Scooch on up.
Scooch your hoochie on up to that mic, honey.
So big and so strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the moon. I think the moon is very mysterious and cool.
Do you know, well, let's talk about...
A beautiful moon, a beautiful moonlit evening.
Yes.
I remember once I was sitting out on the balcony.
Okay.
And the moon was huge. I felt like I'd reach out and touch it.
Oh.
And I did a little meditation. Oh, it was fantastic. It was the most beautiful night. The moon, a couple of stars just speckled the sky. And you can't say that about a sunny day. I mean, you could say what a wonderful day, you know. But as far as
peacefulness. Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, they are different.
They really do mean different things, and the energies are quite different. Mm-hmm. You know, like a sunrise is much different from a moonrise.
Oh, man, a sunrise.
Serious difference, right?
Yeah.
Nothing like when that sunrises. Moon is so fat on the horizon and just, like, slowly makes her way up, and she's, like, all orange. We say her a lot, but, you know, some cultures refer to the man in the moon. Not just modern America, but also the Germanic people refer to the moon as male, Mani.
Do you see it as a man or a woman?
And the sun is a female. I don't see the moon as male or female, but
I should say feel. What is your feeling about it?
I don't feel any gender associated with the moon, really. But I'm very comfortable referring to it as sister or grandmother sometimes.
Yeah, I have a female relation to the moon. Only because of the spiritual and magical aspects. I'd rather do magical work at night. Uh-huh. And stuff like that, and I see more as a female energy.
Yeah.
And the moon, you know, menstruation.
Oh yeah, I was gonna talk about that. That's the freakiest
shit.
That's
the obvious.
I don't think we need to even go farther than that. Let's talk about that right now. That women, if left without the intervention of hormones and anything like that.
When I used to hang out with my girlfriends, when I had like a little crew.
Yeah.
We all menstruated at the same time.
That's fucked up too.
And we got pregnant at the same time.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Well, I shouldn't say we got pregnant. They got pregnant.
Why don't people talk about this
more? But we all had the same cycle. It was very weird. If you notice, women that are very close, they have children about the same age. They menstruate. That's why they had the menstruation huts. And it's a 28-day cycle.
Is that like...
Burger
Hut or something? Yeah, what was I thinking? There's some kind of hut.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut, right.
They sat around and ate pizza.
The
and bitched,
menstruation
and they
hut.
They bitched at everybody.
Ovulation hut.
Fuck this and fuck that. Man, I hate them. Yeah. Yeah, but it's true. And it's a 28-day cycle. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, something I will never be part of because I'm not a female. And that's something that's exclusively the domain of the feminine mysteries. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean... I guess you can feel spiritually that you are a woman or that you were a woman in a recent life, and so you feel like you understand those mysteries. That seems highly plausible. But in actuality, to be in a physical body that responds to the lunar...
Then that's a different story.
In that way, I mean, you have to be a woman, pretty much, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Although I'm sure there are male cycles that affect us, too.
That we don't know because
related to the moon, but what are the physical?
But this is
there's just nothing as obvious something as blood
that you can see.
Yeah,
you know, you may go through emotional period, or I feel fat, or whatever. But
speaking of which, I feel kind of fat right now.
The menstruation is something that you can actually see and smell.
Ew. Oh my god, I can't believe you just said that.
But it's true.
You were talking
you
about fish hooks last episode. That's what I was thinking of.
You gotta be clean about it.
Chicken of the sea.
No, I wanted to talk about chicken of the sea. You know the mermaid festival they have every year at Coney Island?
In Brooklyn? Yeah.
I wanted to get dressed up as mermaids and go as Wiccans of the sea.
Wiccan of the sea. That is funny.
And these lame-ass people I hang out with didn't want to do it.
Is that me? Am I one of them?
No, I didn't mention it to you. This is the first you heard of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not that they didn't want to do it. Everybody was like, yeah! And then the time came.
They chickened out.
Ah! That was a good one. Gotta admit. No, but don't you think that's cute?
That's very cute.
Because that mermaid parade is a lot of fun.
It's all about cute little themes.
I love Coney Island. Coney Island is cool.
Yeah.
And they're really starting to revitalize it, and it's making a new renaissance. And
maybe that's where we should have our Eat My Pagan Ass festival gathering on Coney Island one day in the summer.
And we all go on the...
The monster?
The cyclone.
The cyclone. No way.
Oh, come on!
Oh, my God.
The thing about the cyclone is you have to wear some kind of padding in your head.
Sure do.
You got to be like 10 years old to go on that thing.
Yeah.
Anybody older than 10...
Your viscera will be ripped out from inside.
But I love that ride. I always go on. I remember one year...
Stay away from the water plume.
Let me think. Yeah, that's right. We went there at night, And we went on, and we were up, and it was a full moon. And all I'm doing is staring at the freaking moon. And the next thing, I was like, I left my ass, like, on top of the...
like in the cartoon?
Yeah, it was so funny, because I'm like, oh, look at the moon!
There's like, oh, my God. Then your ass comes down to join you. That's funny.
No, Coney Island is cool. They've started to fix it up. Cool. And
we could take everyone through, like, that freak show museum. And like,
do they still have it?
Yeah, they always have freak shows at Coney Island.
Well, they used to. Well, they're bringing them back. Then they have a lot of burlesque back, and they're bringing back a lot of stuff. And they every Saturday night, I went to a couple of them last year. Every Saturday night, they have free movies, like these B movies.
Those are cool.
And they're like, they're so bad, they're good. And you just
I think
like,
of movies as a moon. Fun. I think movies are kind of a moon thing, don't
Here
you
I
think?
Go with movies again.
Yeah.
What is it with me and movies?
I don't know.
Yeah, definitely it's a moon thing. It's Neptune.
Is it?
Film. Yeah.
Because it's not reality.
Illusion.
Right.
It's definitely.
Illusion.
It's on the wall. What are you crying about? It's a picture on the wall. Stop crying.
Right. You go into a dark place and there's a light on the wall. It's like the moon.
It's Neptunian, you know. And it's shadows.
But not lunar? You don't think it's lunar?
Well, the moon, the tarot, the in the tarot I'm talking now, not in astrology.
Oh, yeah.
It's ruled by Neptune, and Neptune is Pisces, which is illusions and all of that.
Definitely, 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 definitely illusions.
I'm talking about movies again.
Definitely Pisces, definitely.
I do have a movies.
Definitely, definitely.
Pisces rule, baby.
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely. Oh, talk about Pisces.
Wait, let's get back to menstruum. Well, Pisces is a lunar thing and a moon thing.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Rain Man.
I remember the first time I got my period.
Oh, dear God. When the hell was that?
I was 13. It was late.
Lincoln had just emancipated the slaves.
And it was in June, the week before.
I just heard that President Lincoln had emancipated the slaves, and I jumped up and down for joy, and lo and behold, blood came out of my legs.
I was outside. It was a warm day. It was June. June 26th.
Oh, no. You go, girl.
I was 13. I was outside. I was sitting on a stoop. This is a New York thing. I was sitting on a stoop.
You grew up in New York.
Mm-hmm. And I was playing cards with my other friend.
With your porno tarot deck? Porno deck?
Porno friend.
Yeah.
And I felt like a gush.
Oh, Lord.
And I said, oh, I got it. Because that's all we talked about at that age, right?
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I had lied that I had mine. Because I didn't get it yet. And everybody has theirs. They were probably lying, too. Right? So I had a, you know, peer pressure.
I had mine when I was six.
I've been had mine. I'm over mine. Those hot flashes were a bitch.
Exactly. I'm in menopause.
I was lying up a storm in the locker room and gym. I was lying. Everybody, and I'm sure they were lying too. Mm, you know. But anyway, so I felt like this gush.
The moon.
So I threw down my cards. I said, I'll be right back. I ran home and I looked. And sure enough, I got it.
Oh.
So I showed my mother, right? And my mother had these beautiful teeth.
Did she cry? Pray for you.
No,
Did she lock you in the room like Carrie?
Oh, hell
Pray
no.
for you, SIDS.
She didn't do none of that crazy
You were cursed by the
my
Lord.
My mother had like these fierce teeth. She had like the most beautiful smile. So I said, Ma, look. She goes, you got it. And I never saw her smile. Her teeth, they'd like that little light. And I'm like, wow. So then we had our little lesson, how to put the thing on the pad and all this bullshit and blah blah blah.
Cute.
Yeah, so then I said, "Uh-oh, she's not like you said. She's not gonna let me go out and play no more." So she says, "So what are you doing? You know, like what are you doing hanging around? Go out." I'm like, "I can go out." She goes, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, all right." So I went out, but I was so happy, but I couldn't tell nobody that I had it because I had lied.
Oh.
You know, so that was fucked up. That was a sad ending to the story. You know, so don't lie, because when the time comes that you can really, you know, tell somebody about a good experience, you can't share it because you lied. And see,
well, now you just
cheaters
got to,
never prosper.
You got to share it with everybody.
Now I just told 13 people that I got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll never forget. And I remember what I was wearing. That was a big day.
Absolutely.
I remember what I was wearing. I don't remember the hand that I had. We were playing cards. I don't remember that. And I remember that it was like a gush. And you know something? I never got cramps or any of that. I think that's a fucking fallacy because I never got that.
See, I don't know how I'd react when my daughter had it. I'd be like, oh my God.
We probably lost about 100 listeners right now because we're talking about this crazy stuff.
No, of course not. This is the moon, menstruation.
The moon.
The cycles. The moon is all about cycles.
Cycles.
Well, that's why the Egyptians, as well as the Germanic people, I think, associated him with as a masculine thing because they considered timekeeping as a masculine magic. And so the Egyptians had Thoth, who was, you know, god of the moon.
I thought so.
But he was also very wise.
I thought so. That's so sad.
I thought that too.
Oh, God. Oh, it was so stupid.
This is the beauty of the moon, though. The moon makes you just so giddy and happy.
Lunacy, lunatic.
That's
what the word comes
from. I told
from.
My boyfriend, you're never going to survive.
Well, he's not your boyfriend, you stop.
He is. You're never going to survive unless you get a little crazy.
No, right? you gotta be a little crazy. Otherwise, you know.
Right.
You gotta have some fun.
I was hanging with my buds.
That's what having fun is. Is there such a thing as serious fun? What is serious fun?
Serious fun is
that you're laughing at the stock market. What's serious fun?
Heh, heh, heh.
It went up.
Heh, heh, heh.
It went down.
Heh, heh, heh.
I lost $1 million.
Heh, heh, heh.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, having fun has to do with the absurd. You know, you laugh at things that are ironic and stupid and make no sense. You know?
Like us.
Me.
Like us. That's why people should laugh at us.
And that's where you get the word lunacy, luna, lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
What else? That's it.
There you go.
You know, that's, you know.
Lunestra.
Lunesta. Luna.
I took some Lunesta the other day, and it was good. I needed to go to sleep. I was in a very noisy apartment. I was staying with someone, and so I took some.
Not your boyfriend.
Yes.
Cheating on him already. He's got a boyfriend.
She says with like, I do.
My boyfriend. No, it's just that I hate that expression. It's so lame.
I agree
my
with
boyfriend.
You. I agree with you. It seems a little puerile.
My boyfriend's back.
Don't you think?
It's like when you're seven.
Yeah, it's a little childish.
My man, my partner.
Something. Partner's a little strong. Yet.
Well, I used to use the word partner meaning like Jesse James, like a partner, like my partner in crime.
Yeah,
and
we're not
I never
partners
realized
in
crime yet. I was using it and people were taking it in the wrong context.
Yeah.
You know, I used to use, like, I had this really good best friend.
Yeah.
Which is also a childish expression. My best friend.
Mm.
And I used to call him my partner. And all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, people are taking this the wrong way.
Because they thought she was a lesbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not that there's anything wrong, but that's not the case. And we used to menstruate at the same time. All of us, our whole little crew.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so weird about this. Like.
But don't you see, everything is in cycles.
Cycles.
What? Cycles. Everything's such in a thing should happen.
It's all a cycle.
I'm going to the concourse. No, but everything is in cycles. And there's no reason that we shouldn't be all on this. It makes more sense to me that we would all be on the same cycle as opposed to everybody being on the different cycle. You know?
That's funny.
You ever hear that joke?
What?
There's this this girl, she goes to this bar, right? She's hanging out, she's having a few drinks, her and her girlfriends, you know. So this guy comes over and he starts talking to her and he says, you know, you're really nice. Would you like to come home with me? So she says, well, I'd really like to, but I'm on my menstrual cycle. And he says, that's all right. I'll follow you on my Honda.
Oh, God.
What? I'm sorry.
I'll be here all night, kids. Come and kick ass. Live from New York. It's come and kick ass.
Come and kick ass with our corny ass jokes. You know that's a good one.
Yeah. You know,
that joke about Jesus comes up to this inn, dead tired, right? He walks up, says to the guy at the front desk, puts 5 nails down. He goes, could you put me up for the night? Oh, that you laugh at. That you laugh at.
That was funny. That was funny. The whole, like, crucifixion thing aside, but...
Could you put me up for the night?
Could you put me up for the night?
Stupid.
Very funny.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of illusions on the moon.
And delusions. Right. Did you hear this thing about Houdini where they think that he was murdered and they want to take his, exhume his body?
No.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? So what, they're knocking on your door now?
Yeah, I have his body in my sarcophagus. Him and a couple of Mexican guys, but you think I...
You better go check again. I think he escaped.
He escaped. He's the one that got away. Mm. Yeah.
Wait. When you were telling your story about the first time you menstruated and how your mother, like, just was so, like, happy for you.
Yeah, it was cool.
Happy about it. Like, it was a joyous occasion.
It was, yeah.
I don't think a lot of women get that.
No, they don't. They don't. That's why... My mother was cool, I'm telling you.
That's why you're so cool.
The reason I asked her, can I go out and play another time, this was like the same spring, summer session, you know. I was sitting on the same stoop with a different girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And we were wearing little shorts. We were little girls. We were in shorts.
Yeah.
And her father came home from work, and he gave her this look, and he just kind of... Ooh, it scared me. And he called her, whatever her name was.
Puta.
Jane. And he went like this with his thumb. I never saw her again. She wasn't allowed to come out and play anymore.
Because she had her period?
Because she, I guess to him, she looked too womanly. I don't know. We were little girls, 13, 12, right?
That always gets me, like when you walk into and immigrant
this is,
neighborhoods.
And
you
this
see
is what
that.
I this see. I grew up in a mixed neighborhood. There were a lot of Germans, a lot of Irish, but there were also a lot of Latins. And the Latin families were fucking weird. And that's why I thought, oh, here it comes. I got my period, and I'm not going to be allowed to hang out anymore. My mother didn't care, you know. Yeah. And I think one of the reasons I have a healthy approach is because I wasn't like, it's bad,
you
it's evil.
You were stigmatized.
No, I mean, my mother always made sure she talked to me, and she made sure I was a, quote, good girl, and she tried to instill
She'd
values.
Stick her finger up your vagina to make sure that your hymen was still intact.
Yeah, definitely. She had my father do it. My father didn't.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get a phone call from Carmen tomorrow. You have to cut that out of the podcast.
No, I'm fucking around. They never did that. No, but, you know... But, you know, and a lot of my girlfriends, as we were growing up, they started dropping out of sight because, and then, like, I'm 16, 17, I'm hanging out, I'm going to the park, I'm doing this, and where are my girlfriends? I don't know. And the
Getting laid.
And then, this is true. I'll never forget, I got to tell you another story. One night, I'm in my mother and father's bedroom, face the front of the house, right? And I don't know what I was doing in their bedroom, but I was there.
Whatever.
And then all of a sudden, I hear another made-up name. Francine! Get out! You get out! Get out! You get out of there! So Francine was fucking around with my friend's brother, right?
Nice.
And Francine...
I like
or whatever her
brother.
Name was.
Now the story gets interesting.
And Francine was of a different... ethnic persuasion as my friend's brother. And Francine was the bane of my existence. She was always busting my balls. Every time I liked the boy, she got involved and tried to fuck it up or whatever. She was always a pain in the ass.
Bitch.
So when she got busted, I'm looking out the window. I'm like, oh, what happened? So then I hear Francine. That's not her real name.
Whatever.
I hear Francine's mother yell out, you get out of the house or I'll break your leg. I'm like, this is so New York, and I'm looking out the window. So the next day I said to my mother, Ma, what happened with Francine? I heard her mother yelling. She goes, would you believe they already moved? I go, what? Overnight, the house, I went over there, the house was cleaned out. Overnight, they moved.
They moved to Texas. Yeah. And there was the history of Laura Bush, First Lady of the United States.
Yeah. She was getting banged by
your friend's
brother. Yeah, I said, oh shit. That was like the biggest scandal ever. Cause you know, we're like, but then when we started growing up, this one got pregnant, that, mm-hmm. you know, but I had good training. I never gotten any trouble.
Well, you have that whole XXY chromosome thing going on. So.
But I'll never forget that night. I was looking out there, oh, shit, Francine's in trouble? This is great. And I'm peeking out, my little head sticking out. You get out of the house or I'll break your leg. I said, oh, shit, Francine's mother's pissed. it was great.
This is before television, right?
It was cool.
Did you ever see the movie Female Trouble by John Waters, starring Divine?
I love Divine, right?
That's what you gotta watch, everybody. Because we're gonna watch that with our gay men. We're gonna watch this movie Female Trouble. Yeah, you can. You're honorary gay man. You really are.
Oh shit.
You're welcome. Well, okay. What else are you gonna talk about with? I think I like this talking about our mothers thing because that's also a lunar thing. Like, the eighth house in astrology is often, it's the house of the moon, it's the house of Scorpio, but it's also...
No, the fourth house is the moon, Cancer.
Oh, Cancer, sorry. But
and it's the mother, yeah. That's funny that I'm talking about my mother a lot tonight.
Wait, eighth house, eight is Scorpio. Scorpio. But isn't that also the moon? Like...
No, that's Mars.
Oh.
The moon is the fourth house. Definitely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Cancer. I have the moon in my eighth house. That's why I'm thinking about that. Sorry.
Yeah, and the moon is your mother. In astrology, is your mother, your home, your roots, what your roots are. Mm. If you look at somebody's fourth house, it'll tell you what their early childhood was like. So if you have, let's say, Scorpio in the fourth house,
right? I have Jupiter.
That means there's a lot of...
Jupiter in... No, in Pisces, in the fourth house. Let's do that.
A lot of excess.
Yeah.
A lot of excess in your early childhood. It could have also, which I know is true, it has to do with spirituality. And I know you have a Christian background.
Not just Christian. It was like super Christian all the way.
All the way, yes. Yeah. So that's a good expression for super Christians because Jupiter is like expansive. And then the Pisces thing, you know, religion and Christianity and all that.
Funny.
Super Christian. So if you look at the person's fourth house, that'll tell you what their early childhood was like or how they perceived it.
Their home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their early home. Scorpio, a lot
there
of secrets.
Were, people were too big. I contracted from my family because I thought everyone's personalities were way too big.
Over the top.
Too loud, screaming at each other, whatever it was. I was always like, can't there be a more subtle way of dealing with all of this?
Yeah, Jupiter expands. Expansive. Yeah.
Good. Well, so my mother punched your mother right in the nose.
Yeah, how does that go? Your mother.
I think I have good stories about my mother. I like to just...
I have a lot of good stories.
Some of my best times with my mother were just us. As I got older, it became easier to relate to my mother, and I think it became easier for her to relate to me. She kind of had to go through some things, and I also had to learn to just kind of accept people for who they were. Once I got over that, teen angst thing, I was able to accept my parents for who they are. And then things got a lot better, and I got to hang out with my mother a lot. One of our favorite things would be to just hang out, open a bottle of wine, and just chat. And I used to make up, like, nicknames for her because her initials are DC. Mm-hmm. So I call her Washington sometimes.
Yeah.
She didn't get it at first.
Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Damn, she is a Capitol Hill. So anyway, this is a prayer of healing for my mother who just had the surgery. I mentioned it last episode. I did consult the astrology. Venus is going direct right now. It doesn't go retrograde until June. So she was okay to get her surgery. They always say, like, you shouldn't get cosmetic surgery or any kind of thing affecting your body or body image during a Venus retrograde.
Yeah, but see, when it's retrograde, this has to do with past issues, so it could be a good time. That's why you can't go with general astrology. Yeah. You got to see how it affects your chart or, like, what sign is Venus in, what it's doing in her chart. So it could actually be a good transit.
My mother was a very strong influence on me in terms of getting me interested in religion, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't accept. I love a lot of things about my mother, but I could never, and still cannot to this day, really jive with her religion, her God, and
yeah, but that's all this not stuff. How you feel about her. It's how you feel about her religion.
No, she is a wonder. I love hanging out with my mother and all of her friends, watching her just interact with other people, and you see how she wears her heart on her sleeve, and she's very like, she's very trusting and also very honest with people about things, and she's also very, very, patient with people.
Mm-hmm.
To a point, and then it's really funny watching when that little, she's an Aries, so when that fire finally does come out,
yes, like she, look out.
You see the fire, but it's so polite the way it comes out. It's like
little, like a friendly
it's like
fire,
spitting rubies at you. Yeah. It's like, oh, rubies, I better shut up. So you don't want to get past the rubies with my mom. Once you start getting rubies, it's time to
just chill out.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Yep. Do something to make her happy. Mother's Day is coming up, probably when this episode will air. It's like April now, but by the time this comes out, it might be Mother's Day.
Wow.
That's May, right?
Yep. First Sunday in May.
Oh. Well, hey, wait a minute. Did you do anything for Ostara? I didn't ask you what you did.
Nothing.
You did nothing?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, I did
a candle, whatever. And then at work, I put out little eggs. I have an altar on my desk. Nobody knows it's really an altar.
Yeah.
But I have it. And but I didn't do anything formal or with other people. Mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten away from that.
Yeah.
I can't find anybody to circle with.
You got to get back in. You got to find somebody.
Yeah, but the thing is, you need the right people.
You do need the right people. There's lots of people. But
there are lots of people, but I'm funny like that. I can't help it. It's just, it's something very personal.
All right.
And
that's
I like
enough.
To be with a bunch of people I enjoy being with.
I like being with guys.
I know. But I'm talking about ritual. No, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just me.
That's totally true. You know what? I used to kind of feel the same way after the bad experience that we had with...
Well, that's what caused it. It fucked up my whole...
All right.
You know.
Well, then let me pass on a little bit of love to you that I got from somebody when I was visiting with the Temple of the Silver Star. Hey everybody, it's Lucky. This is one of my rare post-production edits, but I have to say, it's not Temple of the Silver Star, it's Temple of the Evening Star. Hello, Temple of the Evening Star. They're an awesome group here based in New York City. If you ever come to the city and are looking for something really cool to do, check out templeeveningstar.org first and see if they have any events coming up. They are an awesome group, and I could not speak more highly of them. Okay, that's it. Bye. Back to our regularly scheduled program. And I went to their Samhain, and I met a person there who's I think his name is Hyperion, and I was immediately like fond of him, because he was a gay man, obviously, and I was like, wow, he's really cute. And I found out later that he had a boyfriend. Good for them. Of course, I was like
depressed for like 6 months.
I was, but I still had an opportunity to talk with him for a while, and it was really sweet. And he said he was asking me all about where I've been and what I've been doing, and I kind of told him a little bit about the bad experience and how I backed off from group work and
mm-hmm.
really basically walked away from a lot of my spiritual work as a result of that catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Well, guess what? Working with people is necessary.
Absolutely.
And especially for this community, it's important for us to talk to each other and see one another and work together, because the magic is so much stronger when you can do it with other people. And even you have to admit
that. I don't argue that. I don't dispute that. It's just that I haven't found the right people.
Oh.
The magic is strong. The community is important. But I don't want to hang out with people just for the sake of hanging out with them.
That's true.
I don't want to be with them because,
right.
They have to be people I enjoy being with.
I hope you find them.
I will. I just haven't been looking. That's all. You know, I will. And if there's like an open ritual, I'll go, because it's kind of anonymous and I don't know these people, so it's all right. But to
hey, get BJ's involved, in the corner. Come and kick ass is giving anonymous BJ's.
She's over here. The glory holes are open.
I love glory holes.
I bet you do.
I never glory used one. Hole, glory hole. Hole. I think you got my wanker. Glory hole. You call it glory hole.
Glory hole. Oh,
I've never used one, but there is...
You're such a liar.
I'm not a liar.
That's how we met.
I thought we were going to tell that in episode number 19.
On the other side of
that. Next Eat My Pagan Ass episode, we were going to talk about how we met.
Oh, my God.
At the glory hole. Boy, you sure had me fooled. Some of the best head I ever had.
I used to go to this club called Alex in Wonderland.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That place was a pit. Ah! A pit! What the hell was I doing in there? But I used to have the most fun. And then there was, I wasn't allowed down there, obviously.
Obviously.
But I don't know what the fuck went on down there, but people would go down there and it would come up looking all disheveled. I was like, what happened to your hair? It was like, damn! And then they would come up and they would smell like cock. I was like, ugh. Oh, my God. This, upstairs is bad enough.
Women have the menstrual mysteries. Gay men have Alex in Wonderland.
Alex in Wonderland. Oh, my God. That place was too
much. We have much more than that. But
no, but this is my
sleaze. Don't mean
to
get serious, but I do. Sometimes I like to be serious and just say there's a lot more to it than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that, though. My first impression of gay... spirituality was informed by so much sexuality, and I was like, okay, I guess that's all there is.
But it's
wrong.
Not
wrong
focus.
That's just my focus, because I'm a hoa.
It's because you're a guy.
I'm a hoa.
It has nothing to do with that you're gay.
Women are
men are
too.
Horny dogs.
So are women. Aru!
Not like guys.
Holla. Aru!
No, I'm not gonna holla. No, people will agree with me that the reason gay men get such a bad rap, it's not because they're gay. It's because they're men, and men are pigs. <It's>, look at your face. No, seriously.
I admit it. I love my pig sex.
It has nothing to do with being gay. It has to do with being a guy, all that testosterone.
It's fucking awesome.
Well?
Well, you know, but as long as you do it safely... That's all.
But they don't.
They don't.
That's the problem.
I have a hard time with that too.
That is the problema.
I have a hard time with playing safe. Sad to say.
It's hard to play safe.
That's why I'm a monogamous
guy. Because you're in the heat of the moment, and how the fuck are you going
to
play safe?
Well, that's I play safe by just dating one person at a time.
And it has nothing to do with being a man. It's not a gender thing.
Yeah.
When you're ready to go, you're ready to go. You know, oh. I don't have a condom. Let's stop. Please. Who's going to do that? Right?
Everyone should.
Should. Yeah, wink, wink.
I'm like...
Wink, wink. There goes a moon. The moon is talking.
I would never want to be accused of giving bad advice to anybody.
But...
When it comes to sexual protection.
You seriously. You should protect yourself.
Protect yourself, bitches.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes you can't. When you're in the heat of the moment, you can't. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm all for safe sex.
Well, then you just pray to the
and
gods.
I have had a lot of people, a lot of friends who have been in, who have had AIDS, and it's not a pretty picture.
Well, so that was the will of Allah.
So once, yeah, right. So once I saw that, I said, oh, fuck. You know, people got to be careful, you know?
Yeah. They do.
It's bad.
Carmen bitched me out one day when I told her. Yeah. Remember right when I broke up with my ex and I was having sex and then I told you, I was like, listen, I'm having a problem. Like, I'm seeing these different guys and I don't like using a condom, and it really, and you were like, you mother, she grabbed me. It was like an episode of The Sopranos. She threw me up against the wall. You fucking motherfucking faggot. If you get AIDS, I'm gonna fucking kill your ass.
I'm not visiting you.
She's like, I went through the 80s. I'm fucking over it. Wear a fucking condom. And then she was all like, can I get you some tea?
I said what I had to
say. Scared the shit out of me. I called up my boyfriend. I said, I'm just dating you from now on. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, don't ask.
You have karma to thank.
Don't ask any questions.
Oh, shit.
But good for you. You saved my life, DJ.
All right. Yeah, I'll do my...
Now I get to do the naked butt sex with my boy. And I fucking love it, man. Seriously.
Condoms of Werewolf of London. Condoms of London. Oh, my God.
That's why monogamy rocks. Because you get to do that sort of shit.
Monogamy
rock. You get to have unsafe sex. It is safe sex, but you get to have without latex, which I hate.
Latex. That is so... There's a whole generation of people out there that don't know what the fuck real sex is like.
They shouldn't be having sex then.
That's messed up. Right? Oh, you know what else I hate? What's with these fucking rubber gloves when people are serving you food? Everything is so sterile, like...
What? I've never seen that.
Yeah, sometimes you go to certain places to eat and they wear rubber gloves.
Well, maybe you should stop raiding the hospital sick beds.
I don't eat there. But I'm like, what the fuck? You know, it's like everything is so sanitized and, you know, and... Or like if a kid falls, like, you ever see these children? They're like sparkling clean. Newsflash, you need a little bit of germs to fight off disease. If you live in a sterile environment all the time, your body can't fight off disease. So all this cleanliness is really bad for you.
Yep.
I'm not saying you have to live in a pigsty.
I think we talked about this before, but it's interesting that you bring it up again because there was just a story that came out over the news wires about this, how they found that lung cancer patients who played in the mud or in the dirt, they had a better prognosis. A better clinical course of disease as a result of exposure to friendly bacteria that are found in dirt.
Because that's what, immunizations are. You're getting a small dose of that particular disease to make you immune from it.
Right.
So, that, you know.
Right. That's the whole power of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Give a little bit of poison to protect
to protect you from the rest. So, you know, you see, don't play with that. It's dirty. Chill out. You're doing, you know, kids need to grow up and fall and scrape.
Well, this is moon related too, because mothering and how to mother a
mothering.
Child. Mother, don't smother. My coworker just had two children, and we had a conversation about this because I said, you know, there was a study that came out like a year ago that showed in certain suburbs of Great Britain. Of England, where children who grew up in these hypersterile environments were prone to allergies and illnesses later on in life when compared to children who grew up in less sterile environments, who played in the mud and the shit and whatever, and or cleaner homes, for instance. Like, don't over-clean your home.
Sat on the stoop in New York, you know, in their shorts.
All mothers should love this. Don't make your house spotless. If you have a kid in the house, let him eat the dust balls on the ground. Let them gather.
Let him play. Let him play on the floor.
Yeah.
Let them crawl
around. Run around in the dirt.
Let them crawl around.
Yeah.
A lot of parents these days won't let their children crawl around.
They sit
on those stupid little chairs with the wheels and you kind of...
No.
You gotta
educate the immune system from the very beginning. Just as much as you have to educate a child's mind, you have to educate the body and the immune system by exposing them to things.
Yeah.
Period. So
it's true, you know, and also
so don't work so hard cleaning.
A lot of mothers are always you're gonna get sick. Chill out, and then the kid grows up hypochondriac, and
I bet we all know when we grew up, we all had the friend whose house was always a fucking pigsty, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that one.
Right. But I bet those kids are fucking healthy right now. Never had a sick day in their lives.
They're all drunks.
Well,
I remember this particular family.
I'm talking about illness from infection.
I remember this particular family. They were so fucking dirty. And I remember the littlest girl. She looked like an angel. She was so pretty. She had this beautiful little blonde hair. But when you looked, it looked like she had roots because the dirt. And it looked like she had black roots. And like the other sisters had lice and shit. They had a really dirty house. I mean, and my mother wouldn't let me go in there.
Well, there is a point. You don't want to encourage infestation or pestilence.
Pestilence.
You know?
No, if you saw,
That's going too far.
She was so pretty. But that, and it looked like she had roots, you know, like black roots.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
That's not her fault.
Of course not. She was, what, two? You know?
Oh, good Lord.
And then, like, they had a lot of kids, right? My father used to call them Los Muchos.
Why?
Because there were so many of them.
Oh. That's funny.
Los Muchos.
And she's like, you're funny. Spanish language is so funny.
Yeah, they had the nerve to look down at us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That used to kill me. Oh my god, that's crazy shit. Crazy.
Mothering. Did you ever want to be a mother?
No.
Why not?
Just never had it in me.
Porque what? No ovaries?
I had ovaries. I just didn't have the desire.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of person.
You're still a teenager.
I'm weird. But the good thing is, I know me.
Yeah.
I know what I don't want, and you know, I like to be free. I like to be alone.
You
I
have to see.
Kid crying that I have to change his diapers.
Yeah.
People like that. That's not me.
No. You have to, everyone, you just have to all have to see how fierce she looks right now in her rhinestone glasses. Yeah, she's right. Got these, like, they're almost
Dame horn Edna. Rims.
Dame Edna. And what's great about them is that, like, the frames are like this orange brown, auburn. And the rhinestones are like a copper color. It's so, and they're two rows on each. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 on 13, each eye. These are witchy. I knew it.
Now, if I had kids, could I have these glasses? Could I afford these fucking glasses? No.
No.
Would I be doing this podcast right now?
Probably not.
No. Some little
Kid. By now your kids would be grown up with kids of their own, and they'd have kids of their own.
You have great grandchildren. There you go. Now. Yeah.
Please. Yes, you would be sitting here doing this podcast.
Fucking kids, man. No, if I had kids, I'd probably have some 45-year-old sleeping on my couch.
Oh, damn.
Grubbing off of me.
Damn. Sometimes you just got to kick them out of the nest, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Kick them out of the womb.
Kick it out. Poor little kangaroo. Get out of my papoose. No, it's not papoose. What do they call it? Marsupial
thing. What do you
call
that thing? Yeah. Pouch.
I have a pouch, actually.
Yes, you're a kangaroo.
I have my little pouch over here.
Tiny kangaroo down sport.
So, the moon.
La luna.
When the moon comes up in tarot.
Tarot.
I haven't been saying tarot in a long time, and I need to get back to that.
Tarot.
What does it mean?
It means you're not looking at things clearly. There could be some deception there.
Speaking of which, is everybody watching the Planet Earth on Discovery Channel? The new thing called Planet Earth?
No. I don't watch TV.
The end-all be-all of nature shows.
I watch...
It's so fucking
two
beautiful.
Two programs. Criminal Minds.
Smoke a little weed and watch the show, honey. You will be connected to Mother Earth in a way you never thought possible. You're
going
to see places on this planet and life forms on this planet. You don't have to smoke weed to do this, by the way. You can just... I didn't.
Can't you just go there? Why does everything
you
have
can
to be
go.
On TV?
You can go, of course. Thank you. If you can, yes. But right now, just watch the show. It's so awesome. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, good. Are you finished?
Yes.
Because knowing you, you're going to go on for an hour with Planet Earth.
It's true.
Planet Earth. I heard of it, but I didn't know what it was about. What is it, like a travel
show? I thought we were done with that subject, Carmen.
No.
What is it? It's a great, it's like a travel show.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like a travel show.
It's like, you remember those Mutual of Omaha's when you were growing up, wildlife television?
No.
Here is the stony beaked Kakamunga stalking its prey. It's like that sort of thing.
I remember when I was a kid and I used to watch like the lion killing the deer or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
it.
And I used to get pissed at the camera guy. Like, why doesn't he stop it?
Why doesn't he stop
No, really. I remember getting mad. Like, this fucking guy, he's letting that poor antelope or whatever get killed by this lion.
No, what's really important about this series is the Earth is undergoing such a radical transformation right now because of humans. And this is the first and probably the last time that we're going to film certain species or things. We're probably not going to see these things in our current existence. So it's just very awesome. It's like Earth's swan song.
Aww.
I know.
You ever
That's a little depressing. I don't really believe the Earth is going to end, but I certainly think we're going to fuck it up for ourselves if we don't stop.
Somebody fucked up.
It's not our... It is, but we don't have to go... It's not over.
People need to stop. They need to chill.
Fucking change your light bulbs, bitches.
Damn.
And recycle, damn it. At least do that.
People do too much. They just... Like, Planet of the Apes. That was such a... Like, when... I don't remember the head chimp's name. And he had this whole monologue about humans and why they are being hunted down. I was like, oh, shoot me now. Because he was so right about what, everywhere they go, they bring pestilence. And he really gave a good argument about why all these, why humans should be shot down and killed.
Well, humans have a lot to offer. We are a very special creature.
Yeah, but we're just talking about how we're fucking up the Earth.
We are.
I know we're special.
We are.
But we need to take better care of Mother Earth.
We do.
Mother. We do. I don't know about everybody else.
Everybody else needs to.
You know, it's a mess. You go.
I don't know what fucking world.
You try to take a dip in the river. You go right over here to the East River. It's all brown.
I don't know what world people think they're living in. That they think that, you know, there are people in my family who are intelligent. They're educators in my family who do not believe in global warming.
I don't know, living in denial.
That's what I'm saying. What's the fucking problem?
Yeah. People need to wake up and do something. And it has to, and it can't be individuals. It has to, a whole bunch of individuals make a whole group, but this has to be, everybody has to be on the same page.
Hopefully we'll get there, and that will be our prayer.
We will. I have faith. I have faith in mankind.
Of course you do. The star, that was the last thing told us about the star.
Well, here we are at the moon, and the moon is confusion, uncertainty, which is where we are now with this whole Earth thing.
Right.
The moon.
The moon is also the goddess in her fullness of manifestation. Just because we don't understand, our conscious mind no longer can make sense of what we're perceiving, doesn't mean that it's malicious. It just means...
It just means that we don't understand it.
We have further on the path to go.
That's why it's all good. There's a reason for everything. It's all good.
High five, bitch.
It's all good.
Howling around. kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ahoo, werewolves of London. Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Solomon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. A Solomon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen.